Hi, this is the second episode of Chismosa Chinitas, and if you're wondering how come my second episode is this soon, it's because the podcast is already up in iTunes, and if you want to go ahead and subscribe to it, I'd be really, really happy. Who do I think is going to subscribe to my podcast? Probably the people in budanginmo.com, the chat room over there. If you're not already in it, go ahead and check out that site, because it rocks, really. They're probably the ones who got me into this whole podcasting thing, especially, like, the people who chatted over there. And, else do I think would subscribe? Maybe my friends, who were nice enough to listen to the pilot, and, found the links I've posted up on Friendster and Multiply. I do have MySpace, but I don't really use it. I revived it when I got here, because I guess most people here use MySpace, but, you know, most of my friends are from Manila, and that's why I'm still pretty much dependent on Multiply and Friendster. I'm still alone right now, if you don't know me, which would be strange. I'm Joan, and I'm supposed to be joined by a friend of mine who's in Manila. She's not here yet because she doesn't have a mic. So if by some bizarre reason she'd wake up and find a mic right beside her, I'd be happy. Well, she's leaving for Tokyo next week, so I guess she could join me when she gets back, because she's probably pretty busy right now. Well, if you're in Manila, being busy isn't new. Okay, I'm leaving for Vegas next week, so I'll probably either do another podcast before the weekend, or like when I get back from Vegas after Easter. Speaking of Tokyo, since my friend's going there, I was watching Jay Leno a couple of hours ago, and his guest was Lucy Liu, and she said that she just came back from Tokyo, and she was talking about these heated toilet seats they got over there. I'm sure they probably have it in every other country all over the world, but then, you know, we're talking about Tokyo, so this is it. I don't know if I have any Japanese listeners, I don't think so, but if I have, go ahead and confirm the story. She said, well, Lucy Liu said that you could adjust the temperature of the toilet seat, and that, there have been stories of people getting electrocuted because of it, which is really weird, because, I wouldn't be caught dead sitting on a heated toilet seat. I mean, I'm totally for these new gadgets and whatever, it's just that it's not my thing. And Jay Leno didn't really like the idea too, because it's weird. I mean, go ahead and imagine yourself waking up in the morning, I want to go to the bathroom, do whatever you want in the bathroom, right? And you sit down and it's warm. Don't you think that someone else just sat on the toilet for a really long time and just stood up like 3 seconds before you? For it to be as warm as that. And I remember going up, well, I'm not old, I know, but, you know, when I was younger, I guess that would be the more suitable term. And I'd had to wake up at 5:30 in the morning for school. I think everyone else did. I remember because, you know, the AC from the bedroom would seep into the floor and everything else in the bathroom. The floor would be cold, and once my butt hit the toilet seat, I'd probably wake up, because if the seat was cold and it shocks my butt up, it shocks everything up, and okay, I'm alive for the day. It's a weird concept thing, but hey, if it works for me, leave me alone. If you find me weird, well, I am weird. The thing is, I guess I will just have to wait for my friend to come back from Tokyo and see if she's still alive, or if her butt's still working from the heated toilet seats over in Tokyo. So much for that. The next thing, I guess, would be saying that it's 5:30 in the morning, and I'm doing my podcast at dawn because I'm bored. I'm always bored. Although I do have homework, I have economics homework to do, and I just have to say that I hate economics. I mean, okay, for people who like it, maybe think, hey, she's so stupid, but you know, people have their own things, So leave me alone if you think I'm crazy not to like it. There's nothing to watch on TV. It's 5:30, so unless I watch the news, I'd probably be caught up watching these TV shows that sell products. And, no thank you. I'm totally over that. I have to say that I do like shopping, obviously, and I'm a big, big fan of online shopping. But this interesting story about it, I sold my camera over on Amazon, and so, you know, potential buyers could email you to see if the product's working properly or not. So I got this email from this lady over in London. Well, that's what she claims where she's from. And we were okay, everything was cool, and she said she's willing to buy it. So good for me, right? I told her to, you know, like, just pay through Amazon, and Amazon will probably deal with me, go through the whole setup, and ship her the camera. Okay, and when she, according to her, she already paid, and she emailed me. Subjects would go like, send it out now, I need it now, like, send it out ASAP. So I was like, gee, isn't she demanding? And the weird thing was that when I got an email from Amazon saying that I should go ahead and ship it out, the shipping address was all the way in Nigeria. I mean, of all the things that could happen to me, if it were, like, within the United States, I would think I could have gotten it back because, okay, bottom line is that I was scammed. I sent it out because the email told me to send it through USPS and not UPS. So I already did, and I got a tracking number for it, emailed Amazon, and after a day, I was wondering how come I'd still get these emails from other potential buyers, because, you know, if you already sold it, shouldn't they take it out of the list? And apparently, according to Amazon, my camera didn't get sold through their site, which is really frustrating, because I already sent it out, and how can I catch something that's all the way to Nigeria? I called USPS, they can't do anything about it, and I called Amazon, they said they can't really help me with anything, so totally sucks. But then, after 2 weeks, I got over it. You know, shit happens, and I just have to deal with it. So at least it's a lesson learned. And apparently, anything from, like, Nigeria or whatever, they're pretty much known for all these scams, because I have another info that they do that with these potential roommates. Like, if they want to rent apartments here, they also do that. Like, they give you checks, and then apparently if you check like where the bank is, there is a bank that exists, but then apparently there's no fund, so that sucks. Okay, I guess the highlight of my day yesterday, well, in between these two podcasts, was that my bed, because I sleep on an airbed, isn't broken. I'm so happy about that, because for the longest time, I thought, well, not the longest time, I tend to exaggerate when I talk, I thought there was a leak, because when I woke up last night, I was on the floor. And that's not a good thing if you're sleeping on an airbed. So, I inflated it, deflated it, tried to find out where the hole was, and I really couldn't. So this afternoon I decided to just keep it and wait for my dad to arrive next week, since he'll probably tell me what to do with it. Okay, when I was about to fold it, I found this little spout thing. You know, the opening where I guess you can blow air through your mouth, like, when you buy those lifesavers for kids and they have that little thing where you can blow through it. Okay, that. And it was open, so apparently that's where the air comes out, because there's another area where you plug in the pump and, you know, so it, because I don't think anyone has enough air to pump a whole airbed by themselves, right? That's probably stupid, and you'd go brain dead, I would think. So anyway, I feel so stupid for not noticing that hole, and yeah, stupid things like that, really shallow, stupid, whatnot things always happen to me. Trust me, they always happen to me. So basically that's it. I have to thank all the listeners. who have posted up their comments and, well, emailed me or messaged me the comments they have about the show, because I really do appreciate it. And I'm happy that they enjoyed the first podcast, and I hope that they like the second podcast too, even if there's not a lot of interesting stuff that's going on right now. Well, I want to actually do a lot more interesting stuff. Like, I plan to do an episode about long-distance relationships. As, you know, in general, what people think about it and stuff. So if you have any ideas, go ahead and email me at shishmosachinitas@yahoo.com. Or message me, and I get some feedback so I wouldn't be, like, toggling in my brain what I want to do next episode. Well, this is it for now. I guess I'm keeping it the usual length, around, like, a little bit over 10 minutes. And I plan to do it longer if my friend joins me, and if I get other friends to probably join me in making my podcast, since I would think it's going to be more interesting that way. Alright, so I hope you liked this episode, and I'll talk to you soon.